No. Okay.
It's not working either?
It's just like thinking.
Let me see.
So.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Oh, well, see, you didn't even What's this.
Is it like network error or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's saying when I try to get on Instagram.
Interesting.
I think that's why Twitter's been a lot more active today.
Like, I noticed that people will post the same thing on Twitter as they do on Facebook.
Really? Oh, like the status updates and shit? Because people don't know how to use Twitter. They think it's the same shit as...
Yeah. And that's why I just was like, you know, I need to get a proper tutorial on the proper things to post on Twitter, how to post, when's the appropriate time to post.
What do you mean, when? You just post
I don't know. Like, you just post.
If you got something to say, say.
Oh, okay.
You just post whatever.
Like, I have it, and I feel like I'll go on it randomly here, there, and I find it entertaining when I go on there, but then I'm like, I just feel like it's just going to be weird. I pop out of nowhere saying some crazy shit. But.
You. He's like, what the fuck y'all looking at? That's why he stopped. He was starting to get into it. Y'all. He done switched positions and everything. That's funny.
Like, I ain't even bothering y'all.
Right.
Whatever, Pugsley.
Anyway. Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Boom.
What's popping?
Nothing.
Well, life has been popping for you, sir. Let's not even try to be humble about it. I mean, what were you doing on Sunday? Well, let's just jump right into what you did over the weekend.
Me and Jared went out to this place in Tampa. Uh-huh. It's like a little hotel or like this little pool. It's like a little, it's like a day party we went to in Tampa at this hotel pool.
Oh, okay.
And we got
you
drunk.
Had the bottle. You had to buy the bottle of.
No, my other homeboy came out later. He wanted to buy a bottle. I was like, we can go half. So we went half.
Okay. Turning up. Living your life. Your best life. I appreciate that.
What were you doing Sunday?
Well, I was taking midterm tests is what I was doing.
On a weekend?
Mm-hmm. On Sunday. Like, because my classes,
go ahead.
Like, these classes, they don't, you don't have to actually go to the campus to take the midterm test. You can still do them online. Some online classes, you actually have to go
A
campus and get it monitored and everything.
Make sure but they don't want you to, like,
cheat
or
whatever.
Those
are the ones whatever. They don't want you cheating on. I mean, these, it was pretty kind of hard to, like, use the, like, their open book. But it was kind of hard to use the
book. Do you have an actual
time.
Book or is it like a PDF file?
No, it's an actual book.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one of my classes, I actually have it, like, I can go online to view the stuff, and I have, like, an actual hard copy of the book. It came together, so.
Oh, okay.
And I find myself using the online version more than I actually open the actual book up, because it's just.
More convenient?
Yeah, like, I have my iPad set up right here, and I have the computer right here, so I'll just, like.
You can just do both. Yeah, it's easier.
But.
Damn it.
Why? Oh, you know. Try to leave you alone. You done tore a hole in the bear.
Tore a hole.
Little badass.
I know. Anyway.
But Saturday I did, once I finished my research papers, I did Tony.
What was that?
Once again.
I think he was trying to get grip, but he couldn't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
But Tony what?
Tony, he was gone and like he called me. He was like, are you done? And it was around, like, 6 o'clock, and I was like,
where
finally.
He was at?
He was just out with his friends, and he was like, it was, like, 6 o'clock, and I was like, yes, finally. And he was like, all right, put some clothes on. Come on. And I was like, where we going? He was like, out the house. Come on.
Oh.
But we didn't, I was like, well, I need to get dressed. I need to do something to my hair.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting it, but it was like, yes.
Yeah.
Civilization.
Where'd y'all end up going?
It. We went to Glory Days.
I've heard about that. Where is that in Tampa?
No, it's just right there. It's on 4th Street. It's like 4th Street right before you get to that 4th and Gandy light.
So it's north.
Yeah. But they have, like, you really like their wings, actually. They have some really nice dry rub wings that you can get
sauce. So, is it just a restaurant? What is it?
Mm-hmm. It's like a like one of them bar, them sports bar restaurants.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes glory. That sounds like a sports bar name.
They always have this. They have happy hour 24/7. So, they always have deals on their drinks. So, it started off as, he was like, we can go, I want to go to Glory Days. Well, he was like, I want to go to Glory Days. And then we can, like, go downtown and grab some more drinks or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Get to Glory Days. This was Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Get to Glory Days. And it's like 9 o'clock. And of course, they have like these, they have like Tito's, like all types of alcohol that they, that's part of their little happy hour. And it's like $5 drinks or whatever. Yeah. But it's actually decent sized cups too. So I always get these damn sangrias. That's just nothing but goddamn wine, but it's in the them big, they're in actual big glasses. You know how they have, like, at Green Lemon, how they have the multiple size margarita
cup?
It's basically like they have, like, this big ass cup or glass, and it's just, you don't need but one.
Yeah, and how many you had?
I had two and a shot.
Oh, shit.
So, by the time we left there.
Whose idea was to take a shot?
Mine.
A shot of what?
Tito's. What is random. I was just like, I was looking at the drink menu. I was like, Tito's. I want some Tito's. And Tony's like, you just had two full drinks. Yeah. And you want another drink of Tito's. And that's completely different from what you're drinking. And I was like, okay, I'll just take a shot of it.
So, but either way, that's what you wanted.
Either way, that's what I was getting. He was, and he just looked at me. He was like, whatever. You're going to do what you want to do anyway.
That's so funny.
By the time I left there, he was like, I was just in my own little world, you know.
Did y'all go anywhere else?
No, he told me. He's like, I'm not going to take your ass down there. You already
drunk. I was about to say, it sounded like y'all could have just went home after that.
You've had enough. And it was cool. Like, we still, because we just chilled there. Like, it wasn't like we rushed it or anything like that. Like, we were there until.
Oh, y'all was there for a while.
Yeah. Like, we was there till like 11:30.
Oh, okay.
So, it was a decent time.
Right.
So, but I was just like, alcohol. Like, it's not like I'm depriving myself from alcohol. I drink still. Yeah. I actually feel like I drink more because I can't. I don't really go out like that.
So when you do drink, go,
so it's just when I do, it's like
you try to get it in.
Yes,
make even, it worth it, a while.
Even if I'm at home,
yeah.
Like at this point, I'm on just drinking bottles of wine. Like if I open up a bottle of wine, I'm gonna finish it that same night that I open it.
Well, that's because you're depressed.
It's just, I mean, that might be the case. I think I just need to get, I want to be out with, you know, in civilization with the people.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Oh, because of school.
I'm trying to be responsible.
Right.
But this, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I chose to do this.
Yeah.
And I just have to
accept. You can't be too mad. Yeah.
Right. It's like, I got to accept this is what it is.
Right.
But I think I can hang out a little bit this weekend, so.
Right. That's funny.
But that was my weekend.
Well. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. And I bought myself two records.
Or where from?
Daddy Cool Cats. They haven't moved yet.
That's on, that's on like Central, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like right by my job.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be moving further down Central. That going left from my job, I think.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no.
Like going towards?
Yes.
Like going towards 34th Street?
I'm thinking so. I could be very wrong. But it's so apparently not that far from where they're already located. But
oh, okay.
Their records are still high as hell. You know, But I guess since they're not actually closing, there's no point of a closeout sale.
Right. That's funny.
You know. What's been happening?
Nothing. Did you watch that? I just watched that R. Kelly interview today. The whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing? Wait. Like the whole 45 minutes?
No, where's the whole 45 minutes?
You
had
to go, you got to go onto the CBS website.
Oh, so they finally posted the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I got to watch the whole thing because I was only watching the clips.
Yeah. And I was because I was going to just watch all the clips on YouTube, but I wanted to watch them in order.
Yeah.
So I just Googled the thing and then it took me to the website and then it was, you could watch it or whatever.
Oh, well, I'm going to do that tonight then. I am.
That nigga's stupid.
He's an idiot. Like, even just the clips in general, it was more of a comedy show to me.
Yeah, it was
like, he can't be serious.
But it's like, he's so dumb though. Cause like, bro, you going to jail, bro.
You're going to jail.
I think that's why
jail.
He was freaking out. And I was watching, before I watched the whole interview or whatever, I was trying to find it on YouTube or whatever. And then, I guess CNN had brought on like a body language expert, and then she was talking or whatever, and she was basically saying like, "Oh, these are the telltale signs. Like, this is he's clearly lying." Mm-hmm. And like certain shit, I'm like, "Damn, really?" So like they would play like a clip from the interview, and then she would be like, "See, this is how you know he's lying." Like he would say something like Gail would ask him like something, but like he would be like, "No."
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, "Yes." Like, you know what I mean? He'd be like, "Are you telling the truth?" He'd be like, "Gail, I'm telling the truth. Like,
right.
I did not do this." Or shit like that. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, "Yeah, I 100% no." Like, he would be like, yeah, nodding his head. And like she said, like, that's the body's reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, the human's body's reaction is to, like, it can't, it's hard to lie.
Right.
So we have, like body language, telltale signs of certain shit that, you know, we just, mm-hmm, it's like involuntary or whatever. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Now I'm going to have to pay attention too.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to it. It's like a little 10-minute clip.
Like, you literally can just tell. And then, like, the interview that Gail did with the two girls.
That shit pissed me off. Them hoes was aggravating. Well, the one in the black was aggravating.
She was real aggravating. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole thing because it's just like.
Yeah, it was cringy, right?
Like, what are you doing? Like, girl, you're doing too much.
Overcompensating.
Right. Like, it's basically like.
Which is another trait of a liar.
His whole persona. Like, she has it. She's adapted it. She's been.
Well, that's the other thing. Gail said that he was in the room when they were, for most of that part. So, like, they were saying, like, when, like, he was kind of coaching them. Like, he wasn't in front of them, but they knew he was in the room. Mm. So, if they said certain shit, he'd, like clear his throat or cough or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And did you see the there was something, the other girl, Jacqueline, I think that's her name. Jacqueline. The one that was in the red.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did like a little thing where she was calling her parents.
Oh yeah, they was on the phone with her.
And I was like, that's another thing. Like, you can just, and her, she's real bad with covering her stuff up. Because you can just tell she's like dazed out. Like, it's almost like you can tell she's just blacked out from it all.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the way she was reacting in the interview that she did with Gail, like, she wasn't doing everything that girl was doing, but it's just like she's not there either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, she looks real empty from it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can hear, like, when she was talking to her parents, it sounded like she was being, like, coached or,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
talked through or reading something.
Like, it would be like a delayed response or something to what she was. To what they were talking.
And then when that, like, I seen the video when the little girl, I don't know if that was their youngest sister, it was a little girl that got on the phone and was
And
she got completely silent.
She was like, "I miss you" or something, or "I love you," something like that. Yeah, I think that was her little sister.
The Jacqueline girl just got, like, silent. It was just like she wasn't expecting it or something like that. Like, girl, just say you want to be with your family.
Like, she didn't know what to say.
But I can't take R. Kelly serious with his defending himself and all that. I can't take it serious.
No, that shit making it worse for him, but I think it's hilarious. Like,
it's just straight comedy.
Like, the nigga, I don't know, people that believe in him and defending him, they just in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, how can you not tell that man is, like, full of shit?
It's like they're in denial about, because he's a singer.
But that's stupid, though.
Like, that's not a genuine reason to.
And the evidence is so stacked against you. It's not like we just making this shit up out of nowhere.
Right. And that was the thing that Gail was saying in the interview I remember seeing, where she was like, so all these 50 all these people that didn't know each other.
Don't know each other. Was lying, yeah.
Is lying. They have, how did they come up with just about the same story? Like, how?
Right.
I mean, even if the parents were paid off and at one point and just stopped getting money, okay, that doesn't make what you're doing right still.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know the parents are at fault somewhere.
Right.
A big part of it, I feel like the parents are at fault. Because there's just no way. If you were an active parent, at least I can go off of how my parents were. If you're an active parent, there's no way you are going to let your 17-year-old child travel by themselves to go see another grown man.
Yeah.
By themselves.
That shit, but sometimes but it's also different too now, though, because, like, a lot of that shit they can do themselves. Like,
that they can do themselves.
Like, if you got a cell phone, you get Uber, you can if you got a little bank account, you can, that's what I'm saying. Like, it make it easier, like. But they always, I don't know. I think the biggest problem that they did, the biggest mistake they made, rather, was thinking like, oh, yeah, he got these allegations against him, but it ain't going to happen to my kid. Nah, no. That's where you fucked up. Mm-mm.
Because even when he had them allegations, it was too much evidence. It was just too much.
There's a marriage license between with him marrying
Aaliyah.
Yeah, Aaliyah when she was 15. So it's like
that alone would have been like,
right.
Like, what do you mean? He has a problem.
Yeah.
Clearly, there is a problem here. Like, I don't get the people that's defending him.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay, get out. He has like these, I don't know what's going on, like these little like sores on like the back of his neck and like by his head. It feel like dead skin, but then when you scratch it, like it's like a scab almost.
Oh, right.
So I was just trying to look at it.
He had a scab, was it underneath?
Yeah, it was like on his stomach or on his belly, but it's pretty much gone now. It's like a little bum. It's pretty much healed up. I'm gonna put some Neosporin on it. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know if it's, maybe it's his collar. I don't know.
He might be getting too tight or something.
Yeah, maybe I need to make it bigger or something. I don't know. It feel like little bug bites, though. Mm. But he take his...
Mosquitoes is back out. And oh, they is vicious. Whew, Jesus.
Nigga, you don't even be outside.
I do. And the little time that I am, they tear me up. It's just like, I got sweet blood or something.
Nigga. Whatever.
So, speaking of...
Speaking of what?
These wrongdoings that these grown men's is doing.
What?
Did you watch all of Neverland? Leaving Neverland?
I didn't even get it. I didn't even start it. Because that night I was going to start it, I got distracted.
Mm.
You watched all of it? Was it any good?
Yeah, it was decent. I mean, it's not that long. They're two parts and it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing is like 4 hours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like the first half is basically, it's two guys.
Yeah.
And it's basically the first part is them talking about how they met Michael and how it all started. Like, how did everything start? Where their family was through all of this. And it, with his situation, the parents, it was two moms.
Whose situation?
Single moms, the two guys. With Michael.
Oh, okay.
Like, one of the guys, his mom was in the same, was under the same roof as Michael and all these alleged things happening.
Oh,
to
she
this
was
world,
she
was in the same roof, under the same roof as
at Michael Jackson's house. Mm-hmm. So all three of them lived there.
Them and his family, yeah.
Oh,
Michael,
shit.
It's like Michael almost like pretty much took them in.
Oh, okay.
And because he was a dancer, he danced for him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kid, it's like Michael's kept his family close as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bought him a house, you know, and they were, it's like they were around him when he went to concerts, all the time. Like, the moms were very involved.
Yeah.
But at the same, they were involved, but it was like they were blind to what was happening. And then when somebody came out and, you know, with the allegations of Michael doing something to him, you know, both guys, they lied about it. Like, the one guy lied about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course.
Now, did these two boys know each other? Like,
no.
When they were little?
They did not find out about each other until later.
Until they were both grown, probably.
Until they were grown. And the one of them suffered, like, real bad from it. Like, from what he was saying, it's like he got on drugs. He was very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, like, they did not deal with it. And they have families, you know, both of them, they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
The wives didn't know that this stuff happened to them. So it was kind of like when they found out, it became like a thing. Like one of the ladies was like, are you mentally capable to being a proper dad to their son? Because they had a little boy.
Was he acting weird towards his own kids and something?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, okay. But it was just, you know, that was just her first thought. It's like, wow, this happened to you for so long. And you kept silent about it. Like, are you really okay?
Yeah, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
And then when...
Because this whole time, I was thinking that they was gay or something. Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. No. And that's what I thought. I thought that from, you know...
Like, maybe... Like, not to say that they turned out gay, but, like, I thought maybe...
I thought it was, like, they would, you know, venture off. Like, they would think, okay, this is okay.
Like,
this
maybe, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, and... it was just weird. For me, it was weird because it's like, man, this man is dead. Like,
yeah. Like, that, well, the family, they suing. Yeah. I think they're suing HBO. This one's, I don't know. Well, I guess they would sue HBO. I don't know. Yeah. They suing somebody. Michael Jackson. Yeah, the Jackson family.
And I think that's why people are giving Oprah a big, like, hard problem. Time. Yeah. Because it's like, she did the interview.
Did you watch that too?
No, I didn't see that.
Is that also, that it's on the same thing though?
Yeah, I need to finish like the end of the last part, but it's like, you're giving her backlash, but why? I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong. Yeah. I understand he's dead. Yeah. I get it, but if these people felt like this is what they needed to do to have peace with what happened to them, but then because the one that lived with Michael for a good period, he's the one that lied on trial when he was younger.
That was my whole problem.
Yeah, and like, you know, people don't believe him. Because he tried to, like, actually sue and, you know, do his own little thing, and the judge, like, denied it, you know.
Was he the one that wrote a book?
The choreographer, yeah.
That's the one
you said? No, the one that wrote a book was the one, he wasn't, like, big out there. Like, there's the one choreographer that, you know, was a choreographer, like, stars.
Was the one that lived with him?
He was the one lived with him. And then there was the other kid guy that Michael bought the house for and stuff. He was the book writer.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he didn't really have that opportunity to go on trial and all that stuff. It's the other one that did. And that's the one that people have a really big problem with, because it's like, you had the opportunity to tell the truth. You lied on stand about it. And then you wait until 10 years after he's been gone to say that he did all this stuff to you. So nobody's like, really able to side with him or believe him. And I battled with that as well. It's like, did he? But then, like, Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin, yeah.
He did the same thing. You know, he took the stand, lied, and then he came out making statements, I think it was last year, that all this stuff happened.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So it's like, it's just.
Because I don't know, it's just,
it's weird, because it's like, the man, at the end of the day, he's dead.
Yeah.
Like,
I just thought it was too convenient. Like, I seen what HBO was trying to do. Like, they was like, okay, they seen what's-her-name did with Surviving R. Kelly. So they like, okay, we trying to do something like this, XYZ.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
They like the families, they talk about how they're suffering with it as far as within their family. Both guys have issues with their moms.
Oh, right. Because they feel like the mom put them.
Right. It's like, y'all didn't protect us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all kind of put us in that position.
Even like the kids, the other kids, like their siblings, they have issues with
the parents.
Their parents, because it's like, how could you not know this was happening to your child and you were right there?
Yeah, type of thing.
And it's crazy because the mom, like one of the moms, I think she was from Australia. They were from Australia.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And
yeah.
she just kept saying, she's like, he was just the sweetest man. He was just such a sweet man. Like,
yeah.
You know, he was such a beautiful soul. And it's like, yes. That want to stick his penis in your son booty. Yes.
Well, then I heard some shit like he would just jack off to, like, he didn't touch him, he would just jack off to him shit.
Well, yeah, from what it sounded like, it was only one experience with the one guy where penetration tried to happen.
Oh, okay.
And it was too painful for him, so he stopped. Mm-hmm. And then he said in the interview, Michael called him. Like, after that time happened, to ask him what he did with his underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the guy was like, I think I left them here or whatever.
Yeah.
And Michael was, like, pressed and, like, very adamant on him going back, getting them and getting rid of them. Throwing them away because there could have been some blood or whatever. Yeah. And he just didn't want, because he already had the case by then.
He already, oh, okay.
Like, Michael had already had that one big
ordeal happen.
Like, okay.
That's what you're saying.
And it's crazy how they was telling the story, and you can see, like, when Michael, like, at one point when he was looking okay, and you can see like when he started to get real frail and mm-hmm. fragile looking, where he basically already looked dead.
Yeah.
Like you can see.
Was that before or after the trial, they were saying?
That was like during.
Oh, during? Oh,
during
okay.
that whole process. Like it was like that whole trial like really broke him down.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, I'm sure it's exhausting having to, you know, cover up whatever it is you're doing. Or whatever the like hell you got going on. And I feel like he got it bad. And you think, like, the way people was coming, like, you had a lot of people that was still very Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then you had the people that did believe he was out there doing it. Or even the people that made them jokes about him. He got it bad. I feel like.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the way people treated him. Or, like, the comments, the jokes. And,
yeah.
And he's not the confrontational type. He, you know, there was no social media for him to go on and.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even see him making, like, a tweet. Or,
right, you know,
making a video, an Instagram video or something like that. I couldn't see him doing that.
Right.
So.
You think he did it to the kids?
I feel like I'm not too.
You wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Yeah, like I'm not too surprised about the whole touching, jacking off type thing because he was around a lot of little boys.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that yes, you love kids, but you really love little boys?
Yeah, specifically.
Like,
yeah.
Why is it something about?
It's like you're not around. Like you love kids, but it's never like you're not around like boys and girls.
Right. It's like.
Not yeah, to say you, that
you throw them girls
not,
in there.
Not to say that
it
make it that make it right though.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like the little girls that were he was around.
He wasn't
those,
doing
that
nothing.
Was just a look.
He wasn't
that
doing
was
that
just for the look.
He wasn't doing nothing to them.
Yeah.
Or with them or whatever.
But it's almost like from the story, it's just like kind of how the whole R. Kelly thing, like R. Kelly picked out a girl.
Yeah.
It was like
that's what they said.
Michael
they said that nigga had a type.
he picked out his guy.
Yeah.
You know? And I was just like, I was watching, I was like, what? Michael? I'm like, damn. But, you know, hey, it's just like R. Kelly, his ass did something.
Yeah, that's this video evidence. Yeah.
You know? But with Michael, all you have is words.
Their side,
you know, all you have is what people are saying.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, it's something that you take lightly. Like, if somebody, you know, if they said something like that happened to them, I'm not going to, like, make a joke about it or, you know, talk bad about them. Because if it happened, damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's crazy, yeah.
It's just, I feel like the timing.
Yeah.
Like, your timing's a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, if the guy that lied in court, if he would have said something when he was, like, 18.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they're, like, in their 30s now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have said something when you were, like, 18 or even, like, a couple of years after that trial, I feel like that's a little bit different from you saying something now.
Yeah.
When he's already been dead.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like go get therapy. Go get some family counseling. Write it out.
Figure it out. Something.
And, you know, let this man finish being in the grave.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that this particular interview, to me, I don't feel like it was something that should have been tried to be made as big as Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It seemed like they were trying to do, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Because I guess the special documentary it debuted at one of these film festivals
Sundance.
Yeah,
that
like last
special.
Year or something.
Yeah.
And then hold on.
Oh, here you go, riled up.
But yeah, so I guess after that, then they, I guess HBO bought it or picked it up or I don't know. Do you think they was paid?
Definitely.
The director said that the director of the documentary said they weren't paid
something.
Yeah.
Something like if you spent all this time and you couldn't even tell your wife.
Yeah.
That why you are closed and like the one guy, the book writer, like you can tell something mentally was off with him.
See,
like,
they said one of them, they believed, the other one they didn't. They said that.
The guy that did the trial already, the choreographer, it was very hard for me to follow, like, believe his story. But then the guy, the book writer, the other guy, it was like, something happened to him.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like...
Was he the second guy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they said that's the one.
I felt like something did happen to him. And I felt like he was genuinely struggling with how to deal with it. Yeah. Because his whole thing was, I just can't say anything. Like, if I say something, you know what's going to happen. And then, like, when he died, it was just like...
Nah, I can finally say something?
Like, what? Not necessarily... No, not even that. He still kept silent after he died. But it was just like... I don't think it was until he had kids and, you know, he wasn't within, like, his family and everything. Like, that's when he really realized, okay... I need to speak up. Because I need, like, help. Because, like, his wife didn't know what to do.
What was he doing?
He was just very closed out.
Oh, okay.
Like, very closed out. She couldn't rely on him as a parent. Like, she felt even though he was physically there.
He wasn't emotionally available type shit.
Like, she was basically taking care of the kids by... herself, and she didn't know why.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't understand why.
Oh, and that's why he didn't want to even be around the kids. He didn't even want to... That makes sense.
And he was just mentally, like, blocked out. But he was like that before.
Yeah.
You know, he just really struggled with, like, he did... Like I said, he was into... Pretty sure he was into drugs, and he was drinking.
The good life.
You know.
Just kidding.
You know. And then you have this other guy here who's out in the world dancing still... You know, touring and making his money.
You know why he was dancing? Mm-hmm. Dancing on that. That's nasty.
And he had one child who's a little boy.
That's crazy.
And it was just like, why? But it was very hard for me to, like, feel. Because
I can't remember what it was. It was some documentary with somebody. I think somebody... Was it Abducted in Plain Sight? Mm. No, it wasn't that. Did you watch that shit?
Yes, I did.
Did we ever talk about that?
I think we were talking about it off the show. I had brought up that I watched it because I was so disturbed.
Yeah, I watched it. I'm like, these motherfuckers are stupid.
This is dumb.
Them parents was pissing me off.
Those parents, ooh.
It was dumb, man.
The parents. Like, how you let this grown-ass man tell you he needed some attention, and you just jack him off in the car.
That's what I was about to say. He said, I need a release, man. My wife, I hate my wife. I need a release. So you was like, oh, nigga, lean back.
I got you.
Man, let that seat back.
What?
That nigga was fucking the whole family. How you fucking the mama, the daughter, and the daddy?
All to have this little girl.
Jan or Jen or...
Jan.
Jan.
And then the fact that, like, when he was getting really bad for her.
His treatment.
When he was getting his treatment, he had to, like, go... When he talked to the psychologist that wasn't really a psychologist.
Yeah.
And they told her that she needed to go lay in the bed.
In bed with him? Yeah.
What?
And they let it happen.
What? And then the story about when she was away with them and her underwear were at her ankles. And he was saying that, oh, she was just sleeping.
Oh,
she
you were tossing and turning in the bed, and then you ended
and
up...
And somehow you're... What?
That nigga brainwashed her.
Oh, big time.
He was, like, in love with... Like, she was in love with him. Like, yes. She thought that, like, that was, like... Like, and then didn't they try to get married or some shit? Or mm-hmm. they did get married or something like
he
that? They went somewhere.
They were in... Was it Mexico?
Yeah.
And they did some type of ceremony there, but they had to, like, get their parents' approval... For it to happen,
and
in
they
America.
Were like, "No,"
and like,
"What the fuck y'all doing all the way down there?" Like, "No."
But it was just a crazy fact that the parents would talk to him and casually just, "Have you spoke to Jane?"
Yeah.
What? I'd have been like, "Bitch, I know you done talked to my daughter."
You know what that shit sounded? It sounded a lot like the whole, like, when the girl called her parents, like the R. Kelly shit. Like, remember when Jan was on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I'm fine. Just leave me alone. Me and such and such are fine. We good type shit. Like, that's what it sounded like.
But sounded that was all like the parents. That was all the parents.
I felt so
just,
bad for the girl.
Yeah.
The little girl or whatever.
Like, she had no form of protection.
Yeah.
Safety. Nothing. from the people that she was supposed to have it from.
That shit was crazy.
Like, she grew up believing aliens were going to come.
If she didn't have a child.
If she did not have a child. And it took for her to get kissed by somebody and realize nothing was happening. It had been
Nothing happened to her sister. And then she was, that's what it was. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, shit.
I'm like, wow. Is that? And then she woke up.
And then she realized, oh, if that's not true, then what else isn't true?
Right.
Then,
like, sick.
That shit. Well, and then I think they said, like, I know she was in the door. I don't know if they was at court or some shit. They was somewhere, but the dude was there. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was basically still like, but I love you, Jay. And I wasn't, I would, it wasn't even like that.
He's like trying to apologize to her. And she was like, no, nigga. I would never do anything.
Nigga, she was like, yes, you did. And he was like, no, man. That wasn't even me.
Literally going back and forth with her, denying everything.
That wasn't even me. In court. See, what had happened was.
He's like. See what happened. No, I didn't.
That is not if the defendant is opening statements start with you, what happened was that nigga going to jail.
He ended up killing himself.
He did?
He killed himself.
Oh, good for him.
Because he wasn't going to jail. He didn't want to go to jail, so he killed himself.
See, I thought it was to the point where because they was like grown. She was grown as fuck by that point.
Mm-hmm. And he was old as hell.
Yeah.
He killed himself because he didn't want to go to jail. That's pussy. Because his ass was going to jail. I'm like,
That's pussy.
Real pussy. Like, seriously. But, how do people, like, what happens to them?
Who?
Like, to the people that do things like this.
Well, that's the thing. They say, like, it can happen, like, from, like some type of childhood thing. Like, I can't remember what documentary I was watching. Because basically the person was saying that he got, like, I guess sexual assault when he was young. And then, like, when he had kids, he was concerned that he was attracted to his own kids because of what happened to him. But I can't remember what the fuck I was watching. But that basically, it was something to the effect of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But he had enough foresight to go get help. Right. And was like, hey, I don't know. This is why I'm feeling like this, XYZ. So, I got to go through my watch history. I know, I'm sure it's something on Netflix
that, like,
I was
watching. I feel like people that do stuff like that, at some point, like, they realize that what they're doing is wrong. But I feel like it depends on how.
Some of these motherfuckers think that shit just sweet.
Right. It's just some. Like, that's why I said some people.
Yeah.
Because I definitely believe, because I've seen some documentaries where people, murderers, whatever, they still, in their mind, whatever they did was okay.
Yeah.
You know, or not necessarily okay. Some think that is fun. Or whatever, like, basically, their actions are justifiable. Then you have some people, I feel like, at some point, they may come to, like, some type of grip to think this is not okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like because they've gotten away with it so much, it's kind of like, why stop now? Or it's like a drug to them.
It's an addiction, like, like serial killers and shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
What would you do if you found out, like, somebody was doing something inappropriate with your kid?
I just feel like I would have to report them, but then I'd have to report myself too, because I'd have to go to jail.
Yeah, that's
like,
how I feel.
I just, it's like, okay, I'm gonna call the police.
Some shit you gotta be okay with. Like, yeah, I'll sit in jail for that.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna call the police because somebody is gonna have to come to this, help this person, but then I'm gonna still be so angry about it that I'm about to have to go kill them too.
Yeah.
Because that's like you said, you have to be okay with doing some things. And, you know, for my kids, like, or child, because I'm only having one. Just wanted to put that out there. For my child.
You say that, you're going to fucking have triplets.
See, people have been saying that. Like, you know, you're saying you're going to have one, you're going to have twins. No. Oh, man.
Nah, twins are trash. Just have you some trips.
No, I don't think about it.
You got a hairball? Can dogs get hairballs?
I don't know. I was going to ask if he's eating more cotton, because I think that's the foot that has the hole in it that he put. Is it? Or is it the other side?
It has a small one. I think it's the other side.
Mm. I've been watching him, though. I ain't seen nothing come out.
Badass.
He's looking like why you snitching?
I'm snitching. You bad. You hear the babies? How has it been?
How's what been?
Being here with the babies.
Annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can. It's two of them too, so I can't imagine. Isn't do they get up like really early?
Well, I don't know. Time? It's not their fault. It's the mama's fault. But yeah. Anyway, some shit you got to be okay with. I was staring at him.
Days with your ass.
Like, cause I tried to what he was gonna do next. Cause he keeps sniffing like he finna do something, but then he don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some shit you got to be okay with just with sitting in jail for.
That's one of them. I think that would probably be the only one that I'd be.
I'd probably go to jail by Pugsley.
I can see you going into straight protective mode by Pugsley.
I feel like he about to start trying to hump the bear, but I want to see if he's going to do it.
It's
a little foreplay. Nah, he's not doing it. He's being lame.
That is not lame. He is behaving. Why is his... Is that his ball sack in the back?
Right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are his balls.
They're hanging.
They're
between his legs. What are they supposed to be?
They're out.
His testicles? He's a boy. What do you mean? They hang.
You need to put some shorts on him.
Put some shorts on him?
Yes.
No.
He needs to be covered up.
What's wrong? You never seen nuts before.
They're just not supposed to be all out there just dangling.
He's a dog. Yes, they are.
Then you need to put some shorts on him.
No.
Well, because he's a small dog, I should not be able to see his manly parts like that.
Yes, you should. You know that he's healthy and he's ready to breed. And he's looking at you right now.
No, you don't. And no.
Trying to see if you're going to carry his seed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, take a nap.
Yeah, you're going to be taking a nap after he get done with you. Look at him. See how he's using that hand? Going to pull you close?
Oh, my God. Done. Now you're paying attention. So I have a question.
What?
I was talking to Janae on my way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember how. I think it was a story she was telling me, I think, about her parents. And then we got into talking about, like, couples in general. And one of the issues that I had with Tony last week that really pissed me off, and normally it doesn't piss me off, was quality time. So I have one question for
quality time, house. Well, go ahead.
My first question is, what in a relationship or when you're just actively dating somebody, what do you consider to be quality time? What's quality time to a man?
To me?
Yes. Is quality time to you?
Just time spent together, to me.
Right. Okay.
Correct. We ain't got to do nothing crazy. That could just be, but it depends on what. Some people, that might mean like going out to dinner or something.
Right.
But it could, literally, I just feel like y'all just chilling, like spending time together. Y'all could be spending time, but it got to be just the two of y'all. It can't be
you and other people. Yeah. Group. Yes. Because that's different.
I feel like it's one-on-one time spent. That's what I think.
Good answer. Second question. What's a good length of time for you when it comes to quality time? Like, what classifies a time length? Or is there a time length?
I don't know if there is a time length. Is it? I don't know. Until I get tired of looking at you?
Okay.
Is it time for you to go home? Like, there's not really no guidelines.
Okay. All right. So, let me tell you the backstory about this. How this all came about. So, everybody knows, yes, me and Tony live together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And one of the things, and I'm not, like, with me being, like, with work and school, and our work schedules are pretty much the same now. Like, when I'm at work, he's at work.
When I'm off, he's off
type of thing.
So, and, y'all not missing each other.
Right. So, there are the days that I solely, you know, will work on my schoolwork. And then there are the days that I just want to chill.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. So the days that I'm working on my schoolwork, he's hanging out, doing whatever. Then there's those days when I'm just free and available because I'm choosing to not work on anything because I can't do that. I need the break.
Yeah.
Last week, from Saturday up until Wednesday, when I had to act like a damn fool, not necessarily act like a fool, I just had to say some things, and I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was just, I can probably tell you each day from Saturday up until Wednesday, probably each day, me and him spent maybe in a good hour of time together. Mm-hmm. And this is, and a lot of people think, or some people think that because you live under the same roof with somebody, it doesn't matter if you spend like a certain amount of quality time. Y'all are under the same roof together. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You know, I live under the same roof with my father, and there's days that I don't even see his ass.
Yeah. That don't mean nothing.
Especially with him having his truck. Last Friday, I didn't see him at all. I didn't see him until Saturday afternoon.
You know,
so it doesn't mean nothing because y'all are under the same roof. So I just, and because me and Tony we've had this discussion already, and I can understand if you're doing something, like you have to be doing something, or if you already had plans set with like your friends, whatever, you tell me like you actually doing something. But if you are at someone else's place doing nothing.
Yeah.
With your time, like nothing productive with your time, just it doesn't make there, like, any,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like you can't justify why that time is not being spent with me. And I'm not a selfish person when it comes to that. I'm really not. I don't want you up under me 24/7.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that. But like I said, if there are those one or two days that I'm just open and available to do whatever, and we're not gonna have time to do anything any other time because I'm focused on this or that, I just feel like naturally you would be like, okay, here we go. We don't have to go nowhere.
Especially
if it's during the week. We don't have to go out. We can just, even if we're just chilling, watching a series on Netflix or something like that, I'm perfectly fine with stuff like that. But with him, it's like, if I tell him I want to go somewhere, he'll stop whatever he's doing. He'll make it happen.
Okay.
But if it's like, okay, I just want to chill, I'll let him know I'm just chilling.
He take it as you don't want to do nothing, so I'm going to just do whatever I want to do.
Right. That's what he takes that. If I don't actually tell him this is what I want to do, he's going to go about his time.
Yeah. You know?
And it was like, I don't know what it was about. Like, I don't know if it's just because I was up under so much stress last week with my papers and like just studying for my test. I was just so bothered by it. So Wednesday, it came down to Wednesday, I got off.
This is your free, you was free this day?
This was a free night. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, you know what? Let me give myself a woo break, a little woo-saw break.
Yeah.
Let me chill. I got off at a decent time. He was off by the time I got off. I'm like, okay, cool. Cooked dinner, had me couple glasses of wine. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
And then I'm giving him, like, because it's still, like, I got off at 4:45. It's still early.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you can go, you know, hang out. Because, you know, he doesn't smoke at the house.
He smokes
with his friends, wherever they at. So, okay, have your time. And Chaz was down, you know, down in the area. So mm-hmm. I knew he was at DJing at Cabana. I think. And Tony was just right there, which is right there by my house.
Yeah, it's not far.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And Tony called me. And I remember saying something to him Tuesday, like, no, maybe we can, like, chill out together. This is for the next day.
On Wednesday, yeah.
And he was like, and that was my hint to him, like, all right. Okay, you've been doing, you know, you've been out there with the world. I'm glad you're having a good time. But, you know, let's not forget, here I am. I'm here. And I'm really, like, I joke around, but I'm not a nagger.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard for me to be, like, you know, up under somebody. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I won't do that. So, but I will say something, whether it's a slick comment or I drop it, like, all right, I'll say this, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to keep throwing it at you. So here I am thinking, okay, well, he got it, and then he'll set it up. He'll say, yeah, just let me know when you get home. I'll meet you there, you know, setting it up, you know, trying to make it sound good, trying to keep me
this
at,
is Wednesday or
yeah
this is,
this is oh, Wednesday okay. But this is naturally what he does, you know, trying to keep me at a certain level of coolness or whatever. And then 6 o'clock comes around and he calls me. And I'm like, okay, he's probably telling me he's on his way, which is what he does.
Yeah.
No, he was like, I'm with JD and Chaz, you know, up here. Chaz, he up here getting ready to DJ at Cabana. You know, we just chilling. I'm just going to be with him for a little bit. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so say I see this, how this is going to go. And then Chaz pop his talking ass on the phone.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's like, he calls me Lil Sharon. He's like, Lil Sharon, you know I don't get to hang out with him. I was like, you're not the problem.
Yeah.
You're not the problem. And which he really isn't, because I understand they don't hang out a lot.
Yeah.
So when they do get a chance to hang out, okay, cool.
Right.
But you had enough, like, you had enough time to be out in the world, you know, because he didn't come home when he got off work that day.
Oh,
you
just went straight to hanging out.
He just went straight to hanging out, you know. And I'm just like, okay, all right. And he was like, I'm only going to be here for, like, another 20 minutes or so. Again, it's right there by my house.
Oh, it's never just 20 minutes.
It's never. And with Tony, 20 minutes is, like, 2 hours. So
shit, with me, 20 minutes is, like, 2 hours. If I'm not having a great time, oh, yeah, everything else can wait.
You know, and I'm just like, so time goes by. It's 8 o'clock. At this point, I'm a good buzz.
It's time to go, but you got to work the next day.
So you're right. So at this point, I'm like, I've already showered. I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm about to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm good and comfortable.
Yeah.
So, and what he does is he loves to try to, you know, try to make light of something. He knows when there is a problem. So he calls me when he's on his way home. Mind you, it's going on 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
He calls me. I'm tired. I'm like, well, I done got tired.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm about to go to sleep. I got to get up in the morning. Cool.
And this he probably had to work the next day too, probably.
Absolutely. He wanted to do this. All right, this is what you want to do. I got something for him. So he's like, yeah, I'm on my way home to you. And I'm like, oh, I can't stand this bitch here.
He said that?
Yes.
That's funny.
He's like, I'm on my way home to you, baby. And then he'll say, I missed you. I'm just some gullible shit or something. Yeah. Like, okay.
That's funny.
And then I'm silent. Because when I'm angry, I get silent.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just genuine anger, I can't say nothing.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, what's wrong with you? And I'm like,
yes. I'll cut him coming home to you. Like, bitch, like, get excited.
He's got to be. In my mind, I'm like, he got to be. And he knows there's a problem. Because I'll be like, there's no problem. I was like, there's no problem. Because this is me coaching myself to not react stupidly.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no problem. But he knows there's a problem. He's like, okay, well, I guess I'll see you in a little bit. Like, his whole mood changes. Yeah. So he gets home, goes straight to taking a shower, comes in, tries to, like, joke around. And I'm like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Real funny. And then he eats and he's trying to talk to me, like, while he's eating his food. Now we're getting closer to 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
nigga should have been in bed.
You know. And he has to get up early. So it's not like this should not be happening. What are you doing?
Right. It's like a school night.
Right. So then he loves to do this. He's like, why are you going to sleep on me? What?
Again, the same reason why you was out hanging.
Once again, I just don't even respond.
Yeah.
And then he'll try to pull the whole victim at, oh, you don't want to talk to me? You don't got nothing to say to me? Forget you. Then try mumble his breath, forget you too. Then, and you know,
he's trying to,
because normally stuff like that, if we're joking around, it'll make stuff you laugh. He'll say. And then I'll start joking with him about it. Mm-mm. No, this ain't the time. Then what really pisses me off is when he's done eating. He's had his desserts, you know, ready for bed. Now turned all the lights off. Can I get some?
Well, at least he asked. Consent.
I was just like, this is what I'm going to say goodnight. and then what I'm going to say is, let me get comfortable spending time by myself.
What does
and
that mean?
And he was like, yeah, that's what he said. He's like, hold up. What's that supposed to mean? I was like, exactly what it means. Let me get comfortable with your presence not being around.
Yeah.
He's like, are you kidding me right now? And I was like, good night. And I went to sleep. ain't say nothing else. I ain't say nothing else. He kept trying to probe and, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you got a problem. You need to tell me what the problem is. Like, trying to turn this around now. And I'm like, good night, Tony. Go to sleep. But it's just like, and I was being serious when I told him, because I was upset. Like, I shouldn't have to ask you to spend time with me. I shouldn't have to tell you when you should think the right time is to spend with me.
Yeah.
30 minutes in an hour of you eating your food and us watching whatever's on TV until you fall asleep or until, you know, we done got done doing something. That's not quality time. Sex is not quality time.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't classify as nothing. Like, you don't know what happened in my day.
Yeah.
You don't know if I had a problem that day. But you'll call me all day.
But do you ask about his day and all that stuff?
I don't, with Tony, I don't have to ask him about his day.
He gonna let you know?
Because he gonna let me know regardless. But it's just funny. Like, at time, it's just at those times where it's like, I can't either continue the conversation, or if we're texting or something, like, I have, like, I can't, there is no point in time to where the conversation can flip from him to me. So it's like, okay, and I'm okay with that. But that means there needs to be at some point in your day where you need to be like, how was your day? Let's talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's break this down, you know? It's a lot. That's it. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. But then I realized, like, my coworker was having the same issue. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like her issue, not necessarily, it's all the same thing, but hers was worse. Like, with her husband, she was saying,
he just keeps fucking other bitches, and I don't know what, I can't get him to stop.
No, I don't. That's not that. But his is like, they're in the same room together.
What do you
physically,
mean?
Physically, they're in the same room together, in their living room together.
Oh.
And it is from, she says, from the time, because they have a baby. So from the time they put their baby to bed until it's time for her to go, like, till she's ready to go to sleep, there is no real communication. He's playing a game, or he's doing something secretive, like purchase, like, recently he bought a new Jeep.
I like this guy.
A new Jeep, or it's like he does something, but it's like she's not involved.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's no type of involvement, and so she
maybe
has
it's none of her fucking business.
Apparently,
he's using his money. Okay, it's not they money. Hey. Fuck you, word. If I want a Jeep, I'm gonna buy me a fucking Jeep. You got the baby, don't you? I got a Jeep. I don't want that fucking baby.
Well, hopefully so. She's almost one. So it's too late.
We stuck with it now.
Right. Hello.
I told you. I kept the receipt. We could have took it back. But no. That's fucked up.
But she told me, like, with her situation, like, she just blew up one day.
And she cut his dick off and threw it in the grass like Lorena Bobbitt.
She was just like, she asked him, what the fuck is your problem?
That's what she said?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
And he was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she, but in like, for them, like, it triggered for that day. And then he ended up texting her about the situation.
I'm going to say at least, but then it ended up them starting a dialogue, though.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's like, why does it have to get to a point to where us as women, or even as guys, because I'm sure it's reversed as well in some people's cases, but why does it take for somebody to have to get to a point to where they have to think about life without you for you to understand?
Because, man,
like, why?
Why y'all gotta make shit so difficult? we vibing, ain't we? We just vibing. Why you trying to fuck up the vibe?
That ain't no goddamn vibe.
We vibing.
Vibing. Not with me.
The same way, I, you know, I got your ass. The vibe.
Really?
We just be, why y'all trying to fuck up the vibe?
Mm-mm.
We be vibing, all of a sudden y'all want to vibe more. Now, why you can't just vibe?
You damn right. You is damn right.
Everything was cool. You liked the vibe when you gave me the number.
Nah, but see, the vibe, we was involved in the vibe. We was properly involved in the vibe.
Well, y'all involved in the vibe now. It's just a different vibe.
No. No.
You gotta know how to move with the vibes.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to teach you.
Okay, well.
You looking like good luck teaching me.
It's just, I don't understand. It's like, why does it get to a point to where we have to act a fool for something to click?
That's funny.
Like, I don't get it. So, like, ever since then, because we talked, me and Tony talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But ever since then, so after I had to, like, throw that out there, like, explain to him what I meant, because, of course, I had to go deeper with him with what I meant.
Right.
Like, I can be without you. Don't let me get comfortable with this free time.
I don't like how you threatening him.
Well, he better shape it up.
You trying to give him an ultimatum? You know he don't want to be homeless.
Hello.
So that might not even be his true feeling. Shit. That's not fair.
And I don't give a two goddamn shits. You better play the role.
Two goddamn shits?
Two goddamn shits. He better play it.
He's so fucking country.
I am, man. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And I feel like the older I get, like, the more
it comes out.
It's coming out.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't understand that, but, you know.
That's wild.
Oh, man.
I don't know where he got these bumps from. Like, a few of them.
And it's right in that, all in that area.
Yeah, like, all around his neck.
I wonder
neck
if he, like, got into something, like, rubbed up against.
I don't know.
You think it could be, like, an allergy type of thing? Dogs can get allergies.
Yeah, they can.
That's something, like, you think
it just feels like a big-ass bug bite, but I don't know.
Oh.
That's what it feels like.
These mosquitoes is out.
I don't know what it is. They just right here, though. He seems like he like it when I'm rubbing them, though. They must itch. I'm going to put some stuff on them.
Man. Anyway, that's what's been happening in my relationship world.
Well, thanks for sharing.
No problem.
Thanks for sharing, Sharon.
I had to tell somebody.
It was really grinding your gears.
It really was.
That's funny. But everything is good now, though, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's paying attention?
Yeah. Like, he'll, like, so, and you can tell, and I'm like, we're going to see how long this lasts. Because he does, you know. What you guys do.
What do you mean what we do?
What you guys do.
We just try to keep the vibe going. Y'all always want to shake up the vibe.
Well, he switches the vibe. You switch the vibe up for a certain period of time until y'all know, okay, they ain't on this no more.
Pugsley, stop.
Like, y'all do right until you think that we done forgot about it or we done let something go.
All you got to do is just survive the vibe. That's it.
Well, I'm going to start throwing a vibe out there then.
Ah, shit. What kind of vibe you going to throw out?
I'm going to throw a vibe out there. Huh.
What kind of vibe?
I got to come up with one, but don't you worry.
Don't worry?
Give me a couple of days.
Ah, shit.
Give me a couple of days. Now,
Tony, if you're listening, run as far away as you can, as fast as you can.
I sure am. Y'all ain't finna try the game.
Anyway, fuck what you talking about. You need to watch that Lorena Bobbitt shit. Do you have Amazon?
My dad does, so I think I can probably.
Amazon Prime? If you got Amazon Prime, then you got Amazon Prime Video.
Well, he has Amazon Prime.
So yeah, that's how it works. It's included.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't like no. It's not like a separate thing you got to sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
Why you made that face? Some porn?
Some shoes that I liked.
You don't even wear heels like that.
I do. It might. I'll buy them, and then it might take me like 6 months to wear them, but at least I have them.
Well, maybe Tony will start taking you out places since you keep threatening to change the vibe up.
He takes me out places now, but don't play with me.
Whatever.
Don't play.
Next time, I'm going to have his ass hang out with me all night one night, and I bet you ain't going to leave him. You ain't going to do shit to him.
No, he can hang out with you. Y'all don't hang out. That's fine.
What you mean? That's fine. He don't get to hang out with Chaz.
And that's it. I didn't have a problem with him hanging out with Chaz. So, it was just... it's like I knew he could only be with Chaz for a certain period of time before Chaz had to go start working.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, okay, you tell me that you only gonna be
I see what you're saying.
Your little snake didn't come home when you got finished hanging out with Chaz. No, your ass took that time and you went trickle jazz somewhere else.
That's what you think. He probably just stayed there and listened to the vibe of the music.
No.
It's all about vibes.
No. Vibes in my ass.
Just the vibes.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, like I said, I'm gonna come up with a vibe. I'm gonna come up with one.
Your vibe's gonna be trash, though.
Until I perfect them. Everything is trial and error.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's trial and error.
Anyway.
You have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yep, I ain't off till Sunday.
Where's your route at now?
On the north side, 22nd Avenue North, like by Home Depot and shit.
Oh, wow.
Over there.
Yeah, you were in a different location.
Yeah. It's all good, though. But anyway, I think we had a nice, productive talk.
I think so, too. I like when it's just us now.
Oh, yeah. God. Might have to send Bentley a cease and desist.
Hey, Bentley, if you ever listen to this, hey.
I got one by
I meant to text him and ask him how he was doing.
Yeah, he said he had a time for work or something, right?
Mm-hmm, in Tallahassee.
Yeah. He texted me. I was texting him the other day about something.
Mm-hmm. I'll hit him a holler tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Thanks, everybody, for listening again to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit.
Schoolyard Bullshit. Like that? One of those?
No. Oh, okay. With Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
We'll be back next week, Lord willing. Holla at your guala. Stupid.